and give their support manager at Nagra and the leading provider of common security on top of our services. And then I'll do a presentation today about securing queries of the cloud. So first, I'd like to step back a little bit on the cloud and give you some trends. So from what we see is that the media and entertainment industries do use the cloud. So that's a trend. The cloud is becoming a new reality. So it usually starts with a discussion about overflow and burst capacity in the cloud, and quickly it's moving to a more embracing move to the cloud, where customers are moving completely to the cloud. And for those that are not considering yet the move to the cloud, they are planning the move to the cloud within 2 years. And to show that it's still possible to move to the cloud and to do all your production and post-production in the cloud, you can see the example of Netflix and Amazon Studios, and they are doing their production and post-production in the cloud and delivery also in the cloud. So we have several factors that foster the convergence to the cloud. The first one is, of course, financials, is a pay-as-you-go model, as there is no capex investment, and as we just saw with Joanna. You can do the editing in the cloud and also the rendering on code in the cloud, so everything is running in the cloud now. It's very flexible with easy burst overflow management, and this is linked to the scalability, so you have large cloud processing in the cloud, and speed also is tied to this cloud processing. You have storage capacity and multi-cloud storage also available. And the last point, but not least, is advanced security. And I'm going to
the green one, guys.
Spend a bit more time on advanced security. So the first point that I wanted to discuss is about the main cloud providers. So Amazon, Microsoft Azure, Google are working closely with the MPA to ensure the highest level of security in the cloud. The full IT and security also can be controlled by the end customer, so they can control the access to the their rendering nodes. They can block the internet access to and from their private cloud, and they can also monitor the access to their assets in the cloud. Another point is that the encoding can be run as a service, so within the private cloud itself. So the end user has a full control of their work and assets, and the rendering is manage internally, I mean, in the private cloud. Also, you have all the content security tool sets available in the cloud with encryption at rest and in motion, and forensic overriding. And when you need to transfer files to and from the cloud, you have VPC to VPN endpoint for file transfer, and also secure high-speed file transfer for external videos. So when we discuss queries content, there is always an issue on queries content that's in the leaks that can occur. And leaks occur in queries content. And they have a significant impact, so that's really very impacting. When we check the studies done on this field, we see that queries leaks are coming from insiders, so mainly from insiders. Leaks can occur anytime during the queries workflow and anywhere in the queries workflow. Capturing content is quite easy, and then once you have the content, distributing this content to millions of people is also easy, thanks to the internet and so on, and peer-to-peer file sharing. And on the Paris website, you can have a high-quality experience also with advanced GUI, HD quality of content, and ADR stream, so you can stream to any device, actually. So here is a study on the impact of a leak that you can have. So you can see the windows for a given movie or TV, and if we focus on the queries window, we can see that a leak is likely to occur. When it's occurring on a pristine copy, usually a metadata file, and the impact is quite high. You have substantial economic consequences on revenue and marketing activities when you're a leak. So it's really impacting. And at the same time, when you need to produce a content, It's a long process. It's a long and costly process. You start with the idea, then you develop the concept, then you have the pilot process, and you produce the film, the movie and or the TV series. So it's a long process and it costs a lot. So that's why content protection is quite critical to the creative industry. And that's the reason why we need enhanced content protection. So the MPA has a content security program, and the goal is to strengthen the process to have high security during the entire life cycle, from production to post-production, marketing and distribution. And recently, the MPA and CPSA launched the Trusted Partner Network, and we'll have some discussion later today. And encryption and forensic watermarking are key components in this security guidelines, and we'll discuss them later. So why do we need to encrypt and watermark pluralist content? So I just like to do a few fact check, because there is a few myths going on. So the first one is about the IT environment. So sometimes we think that the IT environment is secure enough, but in fact, attackers will always find their way. We have seen that in the past, so we need to be very cautious on this. We can think also we are among trusted people, but we just discussed that when you have a pluralist leak, it's mainly coming from an insider, so you shouldn't trust anyone. And when I say you are the weakest link, I mean by this that the people working on content are the weakest link. So Joel just discussed about social engineering. So that's one of what I'd like to cover. And then the security is not stronger than its weakest link. And the last point is about unfinished movies, so pluralist content. It always has an interest. Huh? So we need to know which asset to protect, and each version of a movie already circulated on the internet. And you can see some case with a pre-release leak on the internet, so before the theatrical release. So we can address all these vulnerabilities by a combination of encryption and forensic watermarking. So if I start with the encryption. So currently we are doing encryption at rest and encryption in motion. That's where we need to work and focus the most. That's where we are. And since the next step, that's the near future, that's the encryption aware application, where you can load your encrypted content into the application, and the application will decrypt the content, do the processing, and re-encrypt the content. And the last one is the homomorphic encryption, where all the process is done in the encryption domain. So that's the far future. And now I would like to discuss more about forensic watermarking, the power of the forensic watermarking. So watermarking is making each content unique. So the watermarking involves embedding a unique, imperceptible information to the video or the audio. And we can see this in the diagram on the right side. So you have your content, we embed a watermark into it, and then you can distribute your content. And in case of a leak, we can run anti-piracy services and detection on this leak and identify the source of the leak. So we can trace any leak back to its source. So when there is a leak on an unencrypted content, we can trace it back to the source. So there are key requirements for the watermark. The first one is imperceptibility. So the watermark doesn't impact the quality of the viewing experience. It's one of the key elements. The other one is the robustness. So the watermark needs to be robust against severe degradation. So I see a few on the right side. So the watermarking should be robust against camcorder capture, screen recorder, for instance, cropping, rotation, flip, noise insertion, black and white conversion, collision. So it's very important to be robust to all these kind of attacks. So that's the minimum requirements when you are working on web market. So imperceptibility and all this test. And the last one is blind detection. So it's when we do detection without a reference to the source file. And it's key to when you need to do automation of detection. So that's command prediction in the cloud. So that's a process, production, post-production, promotion, and distribution. And you have all the steps in the pre-release workflow, and all the files, all the content that is exchanged at this step. So for production, we have the dailies. For post-production, we have the work prints delivered to multiple post-production departments, post-production houses, and so on. And we have the sound, we have the color grading, and so on. So you have a lot of exchange of files in this workflow. And then you have the screeners for promotion, marketing purpose. And at the last step, you have the distribution of mezzanine files to VOD operators, broadcasters. So all of this is the pre-release workflow. And we have watermarking and encryption that can be applied at every step, every stage of this pre-release workflow. And it can be applied seamlessly into each of this workflow. Because all providers of encryption for this watermarking have integration into all the tools that are running for editing, encoding, transcoding, and so on. So you can do encryption at rest, encryption in motion. You have different type of watermarking. And when you do that, you can trace immediately back to the source. It was my last slide.
Go back. Wait.